JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Cats are absolutely flying and we're going to chat to one of our favourites.
Is there anyone at the Cats who hasn't kicked a goal after the siren? There was Ablett in 94.
To put Geelong into the grand final from 10 metres out. He's got it.
Billy as well.
Yes, you are king of Geelong.
Tomahawk in 2012.
They've done it again, the Cats.
And of course, Gary Rowan last Friday.
Rowan's won the game.
But there's only been one Irish Cat to ever kick a goal after the siren. We think.
Here comes Jack Toohey. Right foot, drop punt. You superstar, Jack Toohey.
Please welcome Zach Toohey.
What a star this man is, Jimmy Boy. And, of course, we had a meeting during the week and we welcomed Gary Rowan into the club.
Oh, my God.
We did. There was Zach, there was Tomahawk and my good self.
And Gary Senior.
And Gary Senior. We couldn't make it,
right,
unfortunately. And we said, well done, Gary Rowan. Welcome to the club. Goal after the siren. Didn't we, Zach?
We did indeed. He did do it before up in Sydney, to be fair, but he's part of the Geelong club now.
Yeah, the Geelong club, that's right.
And did you hear the Gary Ablett senior one from 94, the prelim? That was our recall. BT's calling it. Did you hear me in the background?
What'd you say?
Robbery!
North Melbourne.
Robbery! What a great thing that was. I remember your one. I reckon we were calling that game.
Yes.
And you, Zach, absolutely flushed it. Couldn't hit it better. I'm not sure the same can be said for Gary Rowan. It had a bit of a wobble about it.
Yeah, off the boot, there was a couple of seconds where it looked like it might miss everything. But once it started to turn back, it was always getting there. So, look, it's a 50-50 set shot at best. So to kick it that late in the game is incredible.
It was fantastic to watch, of course. Where were you and did you run over and jump on Gary like everyone else?
I tried to. I was actually on the interchange and ran from the interchange like a crab sideways, facing the crowd the whole way, trying to make it as much about me as possible.
That's it.
Didn't quite work.
Well, danger normally does that. Where was he? Eagles would have been front and square.
Or that late in the game, he's usually just trotting around the middle of the ground, so I suspect he would have been there, not doing much.
Now, you're at the airport. You're about to fly up to Brisbane. A huge game, yes. Jim, because if we go back to round two, the big game there, the tackle, which was play on. We all know that. Play on, it happens 50 times a game. But also there was a bit going on, Zachariah, with Chris Scott and Chris Fagan too.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that got mentioned on one of the shows I was watching during the week, and it genuinely had kind of slipped my mind how fiery that game was.
Yes.
But it's quite a while ago now, and there's much more at stake than, kind of just that one game. We're both the top end of the ladder, and I think that's enough incentive for both teams.
Exactly right. It'll be a good one, Jim.
No, definitely.
Now, I did ask you, I reckon, back then when we did have you on, last time we had you on, we got the audio there, Raps, about where do you actually play? Where do you actually play, Zach? Because you're down back, you're in the middle, and then you pop up and kick a couple of goals.
Bill, I don't know.
You don't know? Zach, where do you actually play?
Nah, I wasn't sure for a while, but I figured it out. I found my way back home to the defence in the last couple of weeks, which has been nice. But like I said, I got thrown around for the first time in my career, really, for the last 18 months, and I actually really enjoyed it. No idea exactly what it was I was trying to do, but we seemed to be winning, so I was fine.
Go back to, of course, the last time these two teams played in Brisbane.
Oh, in Brisbane.
The prelim.
Yes.
And, of course, nice. The Cats split them right down the middle. I had a look at the numbers, too.
And?
Zed Toohey.
Zed?
Just a goal, the 16 possessions, 6 of them contested, 8 marks. So I made that up, 2 marks. that was a nice outing. And so you'll feel good about playing here against the Lions.
Yeah, obviously our last game at the Gabba wasn't ideal, but up till then we actually played the ground really well. And always coming up against a quality opposition seems to bring the best out in us, generally speaking. So, like I said, 2 top 4 sides. I reckon Brisbane will be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the year, and hopefully we will too. So this might be a preview.
When you travel away, do you stay with someone in rooms or do you have a room each?
Nah, those days are well and truly gone. You get a room to yourself, especially when you have kids, Bill. You'd happily pay the extra to get the room to yourself.
Oh, yes, exactly. You're not taking the doll on this trip, are you? The girl from Bendigo?
No. any chance I can get to leave him at home. there's only so much baggage I can bring up to these games.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Who do you generally get when you play against the Lions? Who sidles up next to number 2?
No one comes to me anymore, but as long as I can avoid the likes of the Camerons and the bigger guys, I'm quite happy to let the Uzi and those guys take the speedy guys.
And little Zach Bailey.
Oh, good
you
player.
You need to put some time into him, I reckon.
Good player.
Yeah, he's talented. He's had a stellar year so far.
What about the chase last week? He chased down Bond.
I know,
Ball!
It. Yes.
I think you were pretty happy with this. I might have had a little stiffy.
But me?
Yeah.
I've had that for weeks now. I can't get you half make those chases 10 times a game. They rarely work, so it is nice when they come off.
Exactly. Can you get big game fatigue? Because Port Adelaide over there, when they had to go over and sleep under tables and wait all night, and then, of course, got fogged in over there in Adelaide. Then the Dogs last week, this game tomorrow night against Brisbane, and then probably Essendon next week. There's some big, big games the Cats are playing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, it's a hell of a problem to have. Mm. It's certainly better than the alternative. And I guess one of the benefits of the fixture being as unpredictable as it is if you can back up good performances, you tend to get rewarded with these big games. So, it's a big period for us, but so far it's gone pretty well.
Hey, do you follow, I'm sure you do, the other Irish players in the competition and get around their performances? And specifically James Madden, who, of course, is Madden. Playing for the Brisbane Lions.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've copped him yet, Zach, but he's a weird-ass bastard. He's got a weird running style. He's nearly the fastest player in the comp.
Oh, he kicked that goal the other week.
Then when it comes to kicking, he doesn't quite drop it right.
Well, I'll tell you what, that goal was remarkable. I did see that and have been following him. He's another one. There's a few that I suspect could have really long careers. It's hard to know exactly at this early stage, but now, I love it. It's one of my favourite things, especially as I'm closer to the end and the start, is getting to see these young guys. I remember playing against Ty Kennelly when I first came out, and that was pretty cool. And getting to see these young guys develop is exciting for me, but hopefully he absolutely stinks it up.
217 games now for Zach Tui. He's the second highest games by a Irish player behind Jimmy Steins, of course. So do they all come to you and go, hey, Zachy boy, you're from Laos. We catch up after the game?
This is exactly how they sound when they do it too. I don't know, Bill. A lot of people see me as a leader. People often stop me in the street asking for life advice.
I'm
the type of guy, yeah.
What do you tell them? Imagine asking Zachy. I'll just eat some potatoes. Piss off.
Hey, mate, we love watching the Cats. They are a must-watch when they're playing, and this game's going to be superb against, as you said, a really high-quality opponent. So good luck with it.
Appreciate it, guys. Always good to talk.
Good on you, Zach.
You can catch that game on Triple M with BT, Das, Dale Thomas, and Joey Montagna. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.